Police use DNA data to arrest suspect in teen's 1984 rape, death. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 14, 2020. A DNA search led police to a man who allegedly raped and killed a 14-year-old girl in Rochester, New York. In 1984, authorities arrested him at his Florida home, officials announced Friday. Timothy Williams, 56, is facing second-degree murder charges in connection with the November 22, 1984, death of Wendy Jerome. Williams was arrested at his Melbourne, Florida home on Wednesday, and authorities are transporting him to New York, the Associated Press reported. Police said familial DNA information provided a list of leads, and Williams' name was on that list. The victim, Wendy Jerome, was last seen leaving her home in Rochester, New York, to deliver a birthday card to a friend on Thanksgiving at around 7 p.m. She had to be home by 8 p.m. to make curfew, the New York Times reported. Wendy's body was found in an alcove behind a nearby school, where she was allegedly raped and beaten to death. Police said Williams moved to Florida not long after the alleged killing. He did not know the victim, nor did the victim's family know him, Rochester Police Captain Frank Umbrino told the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. Marlene Jerome, who worked with the police investigating her daughter's murder, said she thought she would never see her daughter's alleged killer brought to justice. "I just wish my husband was alive to see this," she said. "He died in 2011. And I know he's up there, with her, smiling and saying it's over. It's finally over."